Peace. It's Andrew, the Promised Child, once again, and welcome to another episode of the ATPC Coffee Talk. And you know how we always kick this thing off. Listen, gotta be excited, gotta be happy that we are alive this morning. That's the littest part. This morning is that I woke up. That's the littest part. That's the most exciting part. And I know a lot of people, man, a lot of us, we going through issues. We got issues, you know. Some people battling financial issues, you know what I'm saying? Some people battling health issues. Some people battling relationship issues, you know what I'm saying? We all got problems, right? But at the end of the day, man, I tell people, man, we need to take a step back and be thankful that we alive, you know what I'm saying? The financial problems, we can handle that. The health problems, we can handle that. The relationship problems, we can handle that. You know what I'm saying? But we alive, you know? That's what's important, that we alive. So let's go ahead and get right to the message, right? So look, live your life the way that you want to live your life, right? And what I mean by that, many of us, and I'm going to say us, I'm going to say we, have become slaves to government, to corporations, to our peers' opinions, right? That we not living the life that we want to live, right? It's always thinking about what the job going to say, or what the relative going to say, or what the family member going to say, what the friend going to say, what the associate is going to say. And that's how most people are living their life, based off of other people's ideologies, other people's philosophies, other people's thoughts. That's how most people are living their life. You know what I'm saying? Because if I do this, this is going to make such and such mad. Or if I do this, such and such is going to feel this way. If I do this, I'm going to lose my job. If I, you know what I'm saying? If I do this, I'm going to be criticized. If I do this, I'm going to be ridiculed. If I do this, they're going to mock me. Right? And that's how we living. So we really not living. We just, how they said it, not living, just existing, just here. So what I'm saying is, whatever it is that you want to do, whatever way that you want to live, just do it. You know, life too short to be doing the things that we hate. You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk, that's just how I feel. Like, it's too short to be doing things that you hate. It's too short to be doing things that's raising your blood pressure. You know what I'm saying? It's too short for that. It's too short for things that's giving you headaches. It's life too short. We don't know when we gonna be out of here, when we gonna check out of here. So since we don't know when we gonna check out of here, we might as well spend time with those that we love. We might as well do things that we love with the ones that we love. If you want to travel the world, travel the world. If that's what you want to do, if you want to be a single, sing. If you want to braid hair, braid hair. If you want to cut hair, cut hair. You know what I'm saying? If you want to start a business, start a business. Just do it. We just do everything else. But for some reason, which I know why, but for some reason, when it comes to our dreams and the things that we say we want to do, it's like we get stuck and we got to ask a million people for their permission to do something or for their opinion to do it. You know what I'm saying? But we don't ask for opinions for to go eat fast food. You know what I'm saying? We don't ask for opinions to go out and go party. You know what I mean? We don't ask for permission for that. We don't go around, hey, man, do you think I should go out tonight? You just go. You want to go eat at a nice restaurant? You just go eat at a nice restaurant. You know what I'm saying? When you want to watch a good movie, you just watch a good movie. Why? Because you just wanted to. So if you want to go to a different city, go to a different city. You want to go to a different country, go to a different country. You want to go get your passport, go get your passport. Just do it. If you really want it. See, at the end of the day, if you really want to do it, you're going to do it. You're going to do it, but we have become slaves to money. We have become slaves to people's opinions and you know what I'm saying? We, like, you know what I mean? Like, we become slaves. You know what I'm saying? Like, you free. You free to do whatever you want. You free to go to wherever you want to go. You free. But what happens is we have become a slave up here. We have become a slave in the mind. So we tell ourselves what we can do and what we can't do. We tell ourselves that we can't, when it's wintertime in Virginia, we can't go nowhere that's sunny, where the sun shining. It's places where the sun is shining. Though it's cold here, it's places where the sun is shining that you could go to. Go look it up. Go Google it. It's places that's nice and warm that you could go to. But you told yourself in your mind, man, I can't leave here for numerous reasons, because you a slave to the corporation, the AKA the job. AKA, I gotta be here for such and such and such and such. Man, I got this wristband. I should have put it on this morning. And the wristband says, enjoy life, love life, live life, and don't waste life. And that's the model that we all gotta start living by. All this depression and anxiety and all this stuff, man, that stuff got to go. We got to live, man. Because once again, we don't know when we gonna check out. We don't know when we gonna die. So we gotta live, man. We gotta live with whatever living is to you. We gotta live, man, to live life to the fullest. Stop going on adventures and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Going places we never been before, doing things we never done before. You know? So I just wanted to jump on here, man. Break free, man. Break free mentally. Because it's all mental. It's all mental. I'm going to tell you a quick story before I let you go. Heard something, right? Physically, at one point in time, she was a physical slave. But in order for her to create the Underground Railroads, or for her to escape, she had to be free here first, in the mind. See, freedom starts in the mind first. And then once you start to think about it enough, and once you start to develop a desire for it, then you will start to pursue it. No matter the ridicule, no matter the criticism, no matter if I'm facing death, I'm going to pursue freedom. Because I no longer want to be in the situation that I'm in no more. So I'm going to find out a way how to get out of it. So let's speed it up to 2022. You're not physically a slave. Nobody has you in chains. Nobody's whipping you and telling you where you could go and where you can't go. But in your mind, you telling yourself you can't go. In your mind, you're stopping yourself because you're in that mental prison. You're not in a physical prison, but you are in a mental prison. Your imagination has been destroyed. And you say, well, you got to live in reality. No, people are changing reality every day. And we have the power, and we have the ability to change our reality. But you have allowed the corporations, you have allowed your peers to tell you that you can't change your reality when you can change your reality. So we have to mentally wake up. We have to realize we're bound in ourselves. We're handcuffed in ourselves. We are building defenses around us. We are building bars around us. We're doing it to ourselves. So I just wanted to jump on here this morning and talk about that. Break free. Live your life. Live your life. Be as free as a bird. Live your life. Appreciate you for listening. Peace.